With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he will release the results of his MRI test he received in October. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Responding to questions about his MRI, the president told reporters, "If you want to have it released, I'll release it." He claimed the results were perfect, but added that he has no idea what part of his body was being examined. Until now, the White House has only said that the president received advanced imaging at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center as part of his routine physical examination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, travelers at the end of the long Thanksgiving holiday Sunday were finding hundreds of flights delayed or even canceled in and out of Chicago following a nasty winter storm in the Great Lakes region. In Wisconsin, utility crews spent much of the day restoring power to thousands of people. The airport in Des Moines, Iowa, reopened on the critical travel day after a Delta flight landing from Detroit slid off an icy runway. There were no injuries. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling on the country's president to end a long-running trial that has bitterly divided that nation. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Netanyahu said the request would help unify the country at a time of momentous change in the region, but it immediately triggered denunciations from opponents who said a pardon would weaken democratic institutions and send a dangerous message that he's above the rule of law. The prime minister's office said in a statement that Netanyahu had submitted a request for a pardon to the legal department of the office of the president. His office called it an extraordinary request, carrying with it significant implications. The request comes weeks after U.S. President Donald Trump publicly urged Israel to pardon Netanyahu, turning to President Isaac Herzog during his speech to Israel's parliament last month. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A serious charge against Meta.
The internet giant, which owns Facebook and Instagram, is being accused by a former employee of ignoring sex trafficking on its platforms. Vaishnavi Jayakumar, who used to be Instagram's chief safety officer, has testified in a court filing that Meta would allow users to violate the prohibition on prostitution and sexual exploitation 16 times before finally being kicked off the platform. Pro-family groups have long argued that digital companies fail to protect kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
As travel picks up now for the holiday season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at interfaith chapels in many airports. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faith leaders established the chapels in airports back in the 1970s and early 1980s, offering quiet space for individual prayer rather than organized services. This is SRN News. Multiple murders in the Golden State.
Authorities in Stockton, California say a shooting has killed four people and wounded 10 others. The shooting took place during a family gathering at a banquet hall. The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office says the victims included both children and adults. Spokeswoman Heather Brandt also says early indications, quote, suggest this may have been a targeted incident, unquote.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Voters in Switzerland rejecting a call to require all women to do national service in the military or civil protection teams or other forms, just as men must already do. In a referendum, 84% of voters rejected the, quote, citizen service initiative, and none of the country's 26 states voted in favor. More details at srnnews.com.